Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. If you just joined us, so much has transpired overnight through the morning hours when it came to the first announcement by President Trump on a tweet or on Truth Social that there was a ceasefire between Israel and Iran. And after that, the story, as the president is now on his way to the Netherlands, had a chance to talk to reporters. And as senior White House correspondent Weijia Zhang said on CBS, he seemed very talkative today.
Yes, President Trump's back and forth with reporters, or really any president's back and forth with reporters in this setting, you know, leaving the White House, heading to Marine One. Generally, it's, you know, there's a lot of noise in the background. It's, you know, short answers, sometimes non-answers. They're really non-events. I've never played back the vast majority of the audio from one of these, but we're doing it today. And here's how it unfolded.
But reports coming from the region suggest that the sides accuse each other for violating the ceasefire. So
I think
what
they
is
both
your,
violated it.
Yeah,
I don't think they, I'm not sure they did it intentionally. They couldn't rein people back. I don't like the fact that Israel went out this morning at all, and I'm going to see if I can stop it. So as soon as I get away from you, I'm going to see if I can stop it, okay?
Have you spoken to him this morning?
How confident are you that
I think it's been completely demolished. I think the reason we're here is because those pilots, those B-2 pilots, did an unbelievable job. And, you know, the fake news, like CNN in particular, they're trying to, you know, they're trying to say, well, I agree that it was destroyed, but maybe not that destroyed. You know what they're doing? They're really hurting great pilots that put their lives in the line. CNN is scum, and so is MSDNC. They're all. And frankly, the networks aren't much better. It's all fake news, but they should not have done that. Those pilots hit their targets. Those targets were obliterated, and the pilots should be given credit. They're not after the pilots. They're after me. They want to try and demean.
Do you believe that Iran can rebuild its nuclear program?
Well, Iran will never rebuild its nuclear. From there? Absolutely not. That place is under rock. That place is demolished. The B-2 pilots did their job. They did it better than anybody could even imagine. They hit late in the evening. It was dark with no moon, and they hit that target with every one of those things, and that place is gone. But when I see CNN all night long, they're trying to say, well, maybe it wasn't really as demolished as we thought. It was demolished. You take a look at the pinpricks, and you see that place is gone. And I will say, I think CNN ought to apologize to the pilots of the B-2s. I think that MSDNC ought to apologize. I think these guys really, these networks and these cable networks are real losers. You really are. You're real losers.
Israel says that they violated the B-2s.
You're gutless losers. I say that to CNN because I watch it. I have no choice. I got to watch that garbage. It's all garbage. It's all fake news. But I think CNN is a gutless group of people. And the people that run it, nobody even knows it's been sold so many times. But the people that run it ought to be ashamed. MSDNC, a guy named Brian Roberts, he heads it. He's a disgrace. He's a weak, pathetic disgrace. Yeah, I do. They violated it, but Israel violated it too. Israel, as soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I've never seen before. The biggest load that we've seen. I'm not happy with Israel. You know, when I say, okay, now you have 12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either. But I'm really unhappy if Israel's going out this morning because of one rocket that didn't land, that was shot, perhaps by mistake, that didn't land. I'm not.
So that is the place where we need to stop this video, this raw feed, because the president is going to express himself in
no uncertain terms.
Yeah, here he goes. This is the last thing he said before he got on the helicopter to clear out.
We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the they're doing. Do you understand that?
Wow.
One of the most remarkable and memorable exchanges I can think of ever in the time I've been doing what I do.
I don't know.
40 years now.
I should have asked Weijia Zhang from CBS. The end of our conversation, I said, we'll be glad for the moment you weren't working for CNN. I don't know who the reporter was there in the pool for CNN, but obviously not a great place to be in that conversation.
And I'm just to pick this up on the wire, the AP wire. It says Israel's Netanyahu says he held off tougher strike against Iran after speaking with President Donald Trump. And I know that White House officials said that there was indeed a conversation. Trump got a hold of Netanyahu, and it was a firm discussion is what the words were used. Yeah. I'm sure that it was much more explicit than firm.
It could have been, if you really want my help moving forward, you're not going to do this. So that said, I think peace-minding people would love to see a ceasefire that sticks for all the obvious reasons. Hopefully that's the case. And this, coming from Air Force One now, en route to the Netherlands for a two-day NATO summit.
And there's a whole other big problem that needs solved. The Russian invasion of Ukraine. And, you know, what's the end game here, right?
Great question. Very important days ahead, today included, where so much has transpired in the last few hours. And we'll keep you posted. Coming up, we're going to check in with, it's been like a roller coaster ride here in the last few hours alone. Meanwhile, every Tuesday, we check in with Lynn Hayes Freeland, live from Atlanta, Georgia. And you can see Lynn on the radio with our KDK Radio video stream presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Just go to kdkradio.com, click on Watch KDK Radio Live Stream, or now the KDK Radio YouTube page. So, Lynn, you're everywhere. You were in TV for a few semesters.
That's how you are.
Radio, now social media, your Bluetoothing, you're doing it all.
You name it, I'm doing it. You know, I am. It's funny because I've been listening all morning, and you know, there was a time that breaking news was a challenge. Now, this what's happening today is way beyond breaking news. It's a constantly changing, evolving story. And if you're 30 seconds or a minute late reporting it, chances are it could be changed. It is a challenge, I think, for the media at this point. I also have a certain affinity for the media in general. And for me, it's kind of problematic for the president to really attack CNN. And I assume he was talking about MSNBC, although I don't think it came off as MSNBC. You know, we can disagree. We don't necessarily like the way they're portrayed, but we're portrayed on other media, rather. But it's really, it's disheartening to me to hear the president really go after these cable news networks.
Well, and there's so many outlets now, but the old standbys, which would be CBS, NBC, ABC, and then you add CNN, and then the New York Times and all the other newspapers over the years, and now there's a growing number of outlets. So if somebody criticizes you and you don't like what they say, and he's done this before, he just calls it fake news.
Sure.
It's not revolutionary, but yeah, I wouldn't have want to been the CNN reporter standing there. Wow, that was eviscerating.
That was brutal. Yeah, it was brutal. It really was. And I've seen, and you're right, we've seen it happen before. That doesn't mean I have to like it. But on that same note, I've been getting text messages and hit up on social media from a lot of people who also had a problem with the president dropping the F-bomb. And whether or not that was presidential, whether or not it is just a sign of the times, I think we've just gotten too casual, too comfortable. And so for me, that's a problem to use the F-bomb for the president of the United States to use the F-bomb. And you and I both know that's going to be looped all day long.
Yeah. And if you or I said that on the air, you would be fired immediately.
Yep.
That said, especially in the context with which he used it in reference to Israel and Iran, where he said they don't know what they're doing. I'm sure that didn't go beyond President Netanyahu, who apparently, when he got on Air Force One, must have called him, because shortly after that, they pulled back on their retaliatory strike. So it had an effect.
It had an effect. But again, Larry, I'm not letting him off the hook. Even if he had said, and I think I can say this on the air, even if he said they don't know what the hell they're doing, that would have been, for me, a lot more palatable.
That we've heard before from sitting presidents.
Right.
Yeah. We're definitely in a different age. That word frequents a lot of places behind the scenes for a lot of people.
Well, does that say a lot? I mean, I was thinking about it after I heard it this morning, and I think it all goes to the casualness that we as a society have embraced. Like, I remember a time that most of the men I knew wore suits to work. Women wore dresses or dressy pants suits or, you know, heels. We've become very casual, whether it's church or funerals, wherever. It's nothing to have on jeans and a sweatshirt. And the idea of getting dressed up is a turnoff for a lot of people. They don't want to do it.
Remember when a lot of people used to get dressed up to go to church?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Get dressed up, though personally, I don't think God cares what you wear, for the most part. But flying on an airline used to be where a little bit of a dress up, but that's, I mean, it got so bad that Spirit Airlines had to put out a dress code memorandum several months ago because people were showing up with see-through clothing, which went over the line. So, yeah, it's not the same old world.
It definitely isn't. And now the airlines, I kind of understand, especially if it's a long flight. You want to be comfortable. So I get that. But, you know, we're at a point now where sometimes you go to the grocery store, we see people in pajamas, pajama pants. I mean, that's just way beyond the scope of what's acceptable, Larry.
Yeah, they have a whole, I think it's a website of people taking photos and videos of people in a certain very famous store.
Yes,
where
yes,
it
yes.
seems to be more prominent where people are dressed less appropriate than some. That said, how are you dealing with the heat in Atlanta? You pretty much the same deal we got, right? This is not unusual for Atlanta in the summer.
This is not unusual, but it is very hot. Now, of course, you know, I am the one person that developed a summer cold in the middle of this 90, 95 plus degree weather. So I've got the summer cold, but that goes along with being around little kids. You know, little kids, if there's a germ in the air, a kid's going to pick it up and ultimately bring it to me. The biggest downfall is, like I've noticed, I noticed the wave pools in Allegheny County, and I think the city pools have been packed in Pittsburgh, and I'm sure it has something to do with the weather. Down here, it's a little different because it's so hot in the afternoon. The pools are not crowded, but they're crowded early in the morning and late at night. Other than that, you know, I haven't, you just have to be strategic. I got up early Saturday morning, went to a farmer's market, and got there a little bit late, had to stand in line for my Georgia peaches. And I said, you know what, I'm never coming after 8 o'clock again because it's just too hot. It is hot and you have to hydrate, you have to be careful. And, you know, I mean, it's kind of the wave that we're going. It's unusual for Pittsburgh to have this kind of heat though.
It is. We'll be flirting with a record high for the day, which is 96, but it'll feel even hotter than that when you factor in the humidity. Now, typically, we're not as humid as places in the South either.
Right.
Like, what do they call it in the South? It's close when the humidity
is
high.
Yeah, it's close in here. Yeah, sure. Yeah, but it is. I mean, it takes some adjusting, and you have to plan. I was glad that you guys did that segment on the cars earlier with Jim Garrity from AAA, although he threw me for a loop for a minute when he said you can't leave your car unattended, because I run. ironically, remote starter installed on my car when I was in Pittsburgh for the cold weather.
Yes.
But now I use it for the hot weather to cool off the car. And then he clarified, as long as it was on private property.
You got it. All right, we're with Lynn Hayes Freeland. More to come, Lynn. Want to know what else is on your mind today? We're going to talk to Michael Bartley here, get a preview in the next half hour. If you just joined us, a lot has transpired since you went to bed last night. And every Tuesday, we check in with Lynn Hayes Freeland. Lynn, there's a lot that's happened just in the last week since we talked. It's incredible, let alone the last few hours.
Well, it also just kind of goes to show, you know, some people will debate, well, we don't need the news like we used to, or I don't watch the news anymore. It's so depressing. We live in an age now where if you don't watch the news, you're behind. You're missing something because it's an ever change. And right now, we are in times where the stories are ever changing. So I argue with people all the time who tell me, I don't watch the news. You need to watch the news, whatever news you choose to watch.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because one of the other issues is the social media posts are many, many times not vetted journalistically, not fact-checked in any way. People just putting out statements or faking news that is on social media that is not true. And so a lot of people walk away, think they know what's going on, and they actually don't.
You know, I've often wondered, Larry, like, who are these people that put this fake stuff on the internet, and why? You know, what is the advantage of putting on the internet? And I'll just throw something out there. You know, Lynn Hayes Freeland is expecting twins. It's a miracle at her age, you know, but that's if you see sometimes, and it's like, what's the point in that craziness? I don't understand what people get out of it.
Do you have a special announcement?
No, not even. But that's how crazy some of the stuff is that you see online. You know, usually it's not relating to pregnancies, but it's relating to, you know, some celebrity death or some celebrity divorce. And it just reeks of untruth when you see it. But there's going to be that group of people who say, oh, no, I saw it online. It's true. It's true.
And that part is the part that's really hard. And it's amazing to me. I mean, we're immersed in it every day here, obviously. So you kind of keep in touch with a lot of different areas. But someone said to me, and this is someone I consider to be in the know, highly educated, seems like they're in touch with what's going on, that asked me, this is just a few weeks ago, what is this about a draft? I said, you mean the NFL draft? I don't know. Is that it? I said, yeah, it's coming to Pittsburgh in April. It's going to be the largest spectator event in the history of this city. She said, I didn't know anything about it. And I'm thinking to myself, how can you not have at least heard of it? Whether you're interested in it or not, or want to participate, is irrelevant. How can you say you didn't know it was even a subject?
Right, right. Yeah, it's mind-boggling to me, the things that people get caught off guard on. And maybe because I'm a news person, so I've always followed the news. Even now that I'm not in the daily news business, I'm still following the news. I feel like I tell my friends in Pittsburgh stuff that's going on in Pittsburgh. They're like, how do you know that? It's in my backyard. I'm like, because I pay attention. I pay attention. You know, I want to circle back to Larry on this this hot weather, this heat. There's a big story down here right now where the utilities were disconnected in homes for non-payment of their bill. So I have no problem with that. You don't pay the bill, you disconnect the service. However, in Pennsylvania, I know in the winter, there are guidelines where you can't disconnect certain services in the middle of winter because people need to have heat. I don't know if those same guidelines exist in the summer, because I don't know that we've ever been in this position before, but you literally saw families on the news today that had no electricity. So as a result, no fans, no air conditioning, no anything. And I say all of that to say, it's a good opportunity to remember to check on a neighbor. They had a lot of senior citizens on there who, for whatever reason, could not or did not pay their bills. And this kind of weather, being inside with nothing, could be deadly to senior citizens.
Do you believe next Friday is the 4th of July?
I'm afraid that next Friday is the 4th of July because I was that person who always said, once the 4th of July comes, summer flies by. It's over. And I heard you say that earlier today and was like, no, wait, is it? So no, I cannot believe that next Friday is the 4th of July. And it does. I feel like once you get to the 4th, before you know it, it's Labor Day.
All right. Clear the desk. What else is on your mind?
You know what? That's I've been like everyone else, trying to figure out how to stay cool, trying to figure out how to make sense of the chaotic world that we live in and how to maintain my place of peace when there's so much chaos swirling around us. You know, I posted something on Facebook the other day and I said, you know, I often want to ask people what happened in your life that made you so angry, because there are so many people out here that are just so angry about everything. I really believe that's a deep rooted thing. There's something that happened in their lives that they're, you know, if you say it's red, they're going to say it's green. If you say it's blue, they're going to say it's purple, and it doesn't matter. They're just angry people. And I'm still trying to figure out, where does that come from?
Lynn Hayes Breedland, stay cool, Lynn. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
You too.
It'll be July, right. July 1st.
July 1st.
Please make a note of it. All right. Coming up, we're going to check in with Michael Bartley and get an update on traffic situation. There are some important notes next.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, a ceasefire between Israel and Iran announced by President Trump last night didn't last long. However, from Air Force One, he says it's back on now. He says both countries violated ceasefire terms overnight.
We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
I can't help it. I can't stop laughing at it.
It's the talk of the world.
Everybody's talking about
Michael Bartley.
You two did it the first time this morning, and I almost wrecked my car on the turn on the parkway. I was laughing so hard.
Well, wait till you hear what retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland said may have been the impetus for Iran sending missiles.
You have various groups who have the power to conduct military operations. You have the Iranian Revolutionary Guards. You have the Quds Force. You have the military. And now that the Israelis have killed a large number of senior military leaders, have we fragmented that Iranian leadership to the point that these various groups now perceive themselves as being able to operate as independent actors? So could any one of them decide independently that they're going to continue to conduct attacks?
That was so intelligent that it makes absolutely perfect sense.
And the most recent developments are, the president had a conversation with Netanyahu on the phone from Air Force One, and Netanyahu has agreed to turn back the Israeli jets. He has confirmed that. Also, the president said, I assume on social media, that he's not for regime change in terms of a U.S. role in that. Well, so at today's Pittsburgh City Council meeting, a measure will be introduced to reduce penalties for prostitution from jail to a fine.
I just don't want to have them charged with a serious crime, a penalty that makes it so that they potentially can't leave the industry.
That is Teresa Nightingale with the Coalition for Safer Sex Work.
How are you going to address this?
I have
Michael?
No. I asked her last night. I talked to Teresa Nightingale, Paul.
And
I have her on today, and I said, "Can I identify you as a former sex worker?" And she said, "Absolutely." She was an exotic dancer at the Cricket, but she thinks that she's going to go over all the things she's pushing for today.
All right.
That it should be a fine, that they shouldn't be thrown in jail. I have her on at noon. It's going to be interesting.
And tickets to see the Savannah Bananas at PNC Park in August are in high demand, and now they're very expensive.
So I went to their website. It's, you can't get tickets through their website, but they're cautioning people. The tickets are like $35, $60, and $70, something like that, face value. I told you I'd find out, Paul.
Yeah.
But now on the aftermarkets, the cheapest ticket I found in the highest level,
yeah,
$237
are
per ticket.
Are you kidding? Are they the ones that run 60 Minutes? Everyone loves them.
Yes.
Like they do crazy
That's
stuff.
Right. Yep.
They do crazy stuff.
Yeah, they're kind of like the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
They dance around and stuff.
Two nights, Friday the 29th of August and Saturday. And good luck getting a ticket.
So basically, the opportunists are at work here.
Right. Okay. So, and even though the new regulations for tickets, they have to expose all of the fees as one price. So I guess the only saving grace is that number I gave you is supposed to include all the fees, but you're getting hosed big time.
Is this the first time they're in the Berg?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, this is big.
They should have played in Greenfield, but PNC Park. Thank you, Paul.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.